Before I wrap up, I want to take a moment to acknowledge one other source of recurrence interval information in AWIPS, and that's the Flash QPE to ARI products, available in the Flash menu. These products are based on NOAA Atlas 14 data. After some heavy statistical modeling, it includes proxy data for portions of the US that don't have Atlas 14 data, like the Pacific Northwest. The image here shows a one-hour product. The key difference is that the Flash product shows the max ARI for each pixel based on the MRMS QPE. In this example, the one-hour return period product shows that areas east of Kansas City saw anomalous one-hour precip totals that exceeded 50-year ARIs in some areas. There are strengths and limitations of this product as well. The strengths are that it's an easy-to-use grid and updates every 2 minutes, since it is based on the MRMS QPEs. The limitation is that it is only calculated with MRMS QPEs, which makes it subject to those biases. But it does the same thing as the NOAA Atlas 14 products. Gives you better situational awareness during flash flood operations of where rainfall amounts can be anomalous compared to climatology. Feel free to familiarize yourself with these products and operations and take the lesson Flash Best Practices to know more about that product suite.